Amid pandemic distortions leading to backlogs, there's that microchip shortage, cargo ships waiting at clogged ports, and this country needs you to drive truck. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, the Biden administration will launch a push to recruit more commercial drivers, an initiative also focused on keeping the truckers we have. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
David, the Biden administration says it's trying to solve problems in the trucking industry that both predate COVID and have been caused by the pandemic. Things like an aging workforce that's retiring, high turnover rates. And they want to address these things by looking at how to improve pay, for instance. They're also looking for new employers to expand apprenticeships. They say these apprenticeships get well-trained drivers on the road. There are also COVID-specific issues they're dealing with, like delays in getting commercial driver's licenses for new truckers. The administration wants to provide funding to states to move things along.
Just last week, I was talking to the CEO of a truck driving school in Florida who said his students are getting multiple job offers. Where do the Biden people think they might find recruits?
Well, one source they want to tap into is military veterans. The administration believes tens of thousands of vets got relevant trucking experience in the service. They want to better connect those veterans with civilian trucking jobs. They're thinking about reducing the age requirement, too, for truck drivers from 21 to 18. There will be a pilot program for that. And they want to recruit more women. A new task force will look for ways to make that happen. So a lot of different irons in the fire, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. A big pivot is underway at the central bank, the Federal Reserve, away from its pandemic support for the economy and toward a new year of higher interest rates to tamp down this inflation, with prices up nearly 7% in a year. Financial markets took the news from the Fed yesterday in stride. The Dow yesterday rose more than 1%, 383 points. The NASDAQ was up more than 2%, which is notable, if not weird. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at Grant Thornton.
Actually, I'm a little befuddled by how sanguine financial markets have become, but I think they're basing it off a history of the last 30 years, which is very different than a history or the context of what we're going through. There is no precedent for what we're going through, so fair enough. But we're seeing, you know, asset prices priced to perfection in a wholly imperfect world, and that is something that always leaves me nauseous.
Now to Turkey, where there's a grand experiment in almost perverse economics. Despite runaway inflation, the Turkish Central Bank today cut interest rates again. Cut, which in this universe would be expected to feed further inflation. And this could further diminish the Turkish lira, a currency that has lost nearly half its value this year. Rising prices have made it hard for those in Turkey to plan, to save, to shop. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from Istanbul.
At this corner supermarket in the Kadıköy neighborhood of Istanbul, prices change almost daily. Ali, the shop assistant, says the process of changing all the stickers could take all day, but he and his colleagues have a system down. They can get everything changed over in just 1 hour. My producer, Steven Gosa, and I can barely keep up with Ali as he races through the aisles, explaining how much prices have risen recently. Cheddar cheese, he says, is up 52% in a week, sugar 49%. A pack of 30 eggs now costs 60% more than it did a week ago. He says people are only buying what they need day to day. It's how the Kirlangic family approaches grocery buying, too.
It's hard for us, of course. We are minimum income level family. And we can only afford the things that are, you know, essential in life.
That's Hassan. He's an electrician who now only works odd jobs. His wife, Tuba, recently quit her job to look after their new baby when her 3-month maternity leave was up.
What will happen now with only one wage? I will probably use fewer diapers, maybe less formula, but right now she doesn't eat it, and we will have to consume less of other things.
To fight this cycle of currency depreciation and inflation, normally central banks would raise interest rates. But in Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pressured the central bank to cut rates. He believes, contrary to economic theory, that will relieve the pressure on prices, create jobs, and lure international investors. Instead, four rounds of rate cuts have caused investors to flee and prices to balloon. Here's Erenç Yeldan, an economist and professor at Istanbul's Kadir Has University.
Ideally, from a theoretical point of view, Turkish lira should be supported with higher interest rates to stop landslide loss of credibility and higher inflationary pressures. But it will be very hard for the Erdogan government to accept this.
So for now, for people like the Kirlangic family, all they can do is tighten budgets and hope that one day the pressures subside. In Istanbul, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And a hard turn now back to New Jersey, but there's word Bruce has sold his rights to Sony Entertainment for a lot of money. Billboard magazine broke this story with no official dollar figure, but estimates are in the $500 million range. Now, if that's on target, the sale of Springsteen's rights could be the most ever for a single musician's collected work. So much for that line from Rosalita, "I ain't here on business, baby. I'm only here for fun." It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.